بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Have you seen the one who denies the Day of Judgment? It is the one who drives away the orphan with harshness and does not encourage the feeding of the poor. So woe to those who do offer salah but are found neglectful with regards to their salah. There are those who do actions merely to be seen, and those who are found so stingy that even items of hardly any significance that they are found refusing to share those items with others.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Ara'aita alladhi yukadhibu bid-deen. Sadaqallahu al-azim. In the beginning verses of the surah, Allah Tabarakatuhu has indicated to what a low level of character, akhlaq, moral a person will reach who does not have a aqidah, a solid belief on a day coming where man will be rewarded for every good, man will be punished for every evil. Ad-deen, yawmul jaza, the day of retribution. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Have you seen, have you ever pondered how amazing is the condition of the one who does not have any true belief in the coming of that day? One is the disbeliever who has no belief at all. But in the surah there is indication to the believer that is it that your iman is only lip service? That aqidah, that knot that's supposed to be tied, that you are going to definitely see one day, do you believe it or not? In the verses that come after, Almighty Allah indicated, alamat have been made mention of signs, that if you find these signs in your life, may Allah Tabarak Ta'ala save every one of us, then it is indicating that we are also amongst those that do not really believe in the coming of that day. The alama that was mentioned already is, فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. So miserly, so stingy, that the markaz where love was supposed to be shown to the orphan, it is in that place that he takes out his oppression. He holds back the rights of the orphan. He turns a blind eye to the needs of the orphan. As to the miskeen who has absolutely nothing, he does not give anything to the miskeen, nor does he ever encourage somebody else to give. He reaches that low level of akhlaq with regards to creation, khalq, as with regards to khaliq, with regards to the creator of the heavens and the earth. Because there is no solid belief in the coming of a day, a time comes where it affects his ibadat. If he is going to the masjid, the people will regard him as a musalli because they see him walking to the masjid. But in that salah, because there is no solid belief in the coming of a day where there will be reward and there will be punishment, in that very salah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala mentions that you will find absolutely no life. It is like a dead body that has been made to stand in the saf. It reaches it unhappily. It goes away very happy. During the salah, there is no worry of ruku. There is no worry of sajda. If the salah is delayed, if qada is made,
It makes no real difference to the individual as long as he can mark a register that I was also a musalli in this masjid. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ An alama, a sign that a person is believer on the outside, but the true belief which is required of every one of us is still missing. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, indeed, destruction, wail. Wail means destruction. It is here that so much effort has been made for wudu to be made, to come out of the house, to make the journey to the masjid. That amount of time which a true musalli will be using, that very amount of time this musalli has also used. But because one salah was based on an aqidah, that my Allah will reward me for my every ruku and sajda, his entire salah's nature changed. Although the same amount of time is being used. In the surah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is not making any mention of that person who is a believer on the tongue, but there is no salah in his life. For him, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the barrier between iman and kufr, the distinguishing factor is salah. وَالتَّرْكُ salah, a man leaving out salah, he says he's on the brinks of kufr. That individual in the surah is not being spoken about. It cannot be thought a believer and he misses his salah. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala here is indicating to the musalli. So much of effort is being made that he reaches the masjid. But because this aqidah, this knot has not been tied in his very salah, that very amount of time, but where he was supposed to benefit from that salah, he is coming out empty. For him it is said, for wail, that hi, alas, so much of effort, and what he was supposed to get from the salah, he is losing out. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allow every one of us, salah should never be missed, and salah should be read with a firm aqidah, that the day of al-jaza, the day of retribution is coming. For my every ruku, my every sajda, my Allah will reward. For my every act of indifference, my Allah will question. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ Alas, destruction be to the one who is performing his salah, but الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ سَحْوٌ We say sajda is sahw. A man has to make a sajda because he forgot. سَحْوٌ means an error. An error because of la parwahi, indifference, no care attitude, not paying attention. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, those people, an salatihim sahoon, who are not paying attention to their salah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu would ask, what is the meaning of not paying attention to the salah? On different occasions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave answers, yuakhiruna salata an waqtiha. An individual who does not bother with regards to delaying his salah. Until a time comes, in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَرْقُبُ الشَّمْسِ You will look at him. He keeps his eye on the sun. He does not want his asr to be made qadha. But nothing is pushing him to read his asr on the time which was desired. To delay asr right till just before the sun sets. حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَتْ بَيْنَ قَرْنَيَ الشَّيْطَانِ When the sun has now come to the place which is between the horns of the devil, which refers to when the sun is now about to set. قَامَ فَنَقَرَ أَرْبَعًا He quickly stands up. He hits the ground four times. لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا He does not remember Allah in the salah. Except a very little, this individual, tilka salatul munafiq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do you call this a salah? He said, this is the salah of a hypocrite. A hypocrite is he whose iman is on the tongue, but himself he does not believe, my Allah is going to reward. Had that belief been, it would have pushed him out of the business early. He would have said, my salah at the right time is much more important than the 5 and 10 rands that can be made in the time of my Asr Salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on some occasions explaining what is that Salah of a man who is indifferent to his Salah, for who Allah has said, wail, destruction. لا يتمون ركوعها ولا سجودها. He makes the ruku, he makes the sajda, but he did not make itmam. He did not complete the ruku. To complete the ruku means an individual reaches the ruku and he waits for everything to come to a stop. When every bone has reached a place where there is no movement, that is called that the ruku is now complete. Now the individual can go up. But when he just goes into ruku in a swinging motion, and in that motion he is now back up from the ruku, that is the ruku of a man who has shown an indifferent nature to his salah, for who Allah tabarak ta'ala has said, fawail. It is because that thought is not firm in him, that for my every ruku, my Allah is giving a number. An amount is being put. If the ruku is good, I am getting 10. If the ruku is not good, I am getting... In another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَرْجُونَ ثَوَابًا إِن صَلَّوْا وَلَا يَخَافُونَ إِقَابًا إِن تَرَكُوا. That if he performs the salah, he performs it without any thought of reward. And if he misses the salah, he does not fear any punishment. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَن صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, his second alamat, indication, that he's a man whose iman is on his tongue, but there is no real iman, no aqidah of the coming of that day, is whatever he does of deen, whether it's his salah, whether it's his fasting, whether it's his charity. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. He is a man who whatever he does, he only does it to show. When he himself does not bother of the coming of the day of Qiyamah, this narration makes no difference to him, that on the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah will announce, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَى. From partners in a business, in a transaction, I am the most independent. Almighty Allah will say, whoever did something for someone and for me, then I don't want any part of that. Let him go to that person for who he did it and let him ask for his reward. Almighty Allah is most independent from all partners. But this narration means nothing to the individual because he does not believe in the coming of that day. So his every salah, who performs salah, mura'in, he wants to show the people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, faqad ashraka. You would call him a musalli. He said, I call him a mushrik. Has he tried to make a partner with Allah? Does he really think Mr. B, Mr. C, Mr. D will be able to give him a small amount of what Allah has promised? Man sama, and that person who fasts for Almighty Allah, but he doesn't fast for Allah, he just fasts mura'in so that he can show the people, faqad ashraka. People will say to him, he is sa'im, he is a man who is fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I call him a mushrik. That person who gives charity, people will say, mutasaddiq, how much he has given. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but he's doing it just to show the people. Faqad ashraka. You might call him a person giving charity. He says, I call him a mushrik. And alama, with regards to Almighty Allah, in salah, may Allah tabarak ta'ala save all of us, indifference to salah, and whatever we do of deen, but the basis behind it is someone must see. This individual, Allah tabarak ta'ala has said, wail. But why is the sickness come into the individual? It is because of the aqidah, the knot with regards to the day coming, not being tied as firmly as it's supposed to. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. And he, when it comes to his wealth, which is supposed to be given, the most important of which, al-ma'un means al-shay'ul qaleel, something small. Mufassirin have explained, something small, adna, the minimum which has to be given is known as zakat. After zakat, they mention something small, a little milk, a little honey, a little salt, some firewood, something which normally a neighbor will never feel shy to ask a neighbor for. It is something that if you give it, you will never miss it. But he becomes so stingy that even that small amount, he finds excuses to give that small, a little salt, a little milk, a little honey, a little water. So small it might be. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, I asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me what is that thing, la yahillu man'uhu, which is not permissible for a person to hold back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ma, water, al-milhu, salt, an-nar, fire, a little firewood, a flame, a match, nothing hard. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, water we can understand how important water is. The man is thirsty. And what Allah will reward for water? He said, but salt? فَمَا بَالُ الْمِلْحِ وَالنَّارِ Salt and fire? Like, is there any reward really? Salt? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Oh, Humaira. He used to call her Humaira, which means red. Humrun. Referring to the redness on her cheek. He would say, مَنْ أَعْطَى نَارًا The one who has given somebody else a flame, some firewood, the ability to make a fire. فَكَأَنَّمَا تَصَدَّقَ بِجَمِيعِ مَا أَنْضَجَتْ تِلْكَ النَّارِ Allah will give him the reward of giving in charity whatever will be cooked on that fire. وَمَنْ أَعْطَى مِلْحًا As for the individual who gives some salt, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala will give him the reward of giving in sadaqah whatever was made tasty with that salt. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as for water which you are speaking about, the one who gives a Muslim a sup of water, in a place where water is found, فَكَأَنَّمَا أَعْتَكَ رَقَبًا Allah will give him the reward of setting a slave free. وَمَنْ سَقَى مُسْلِمًا شَرْبَةً مِمَّا إِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يُوجَدُ الْمَاءِ And the one who gives a Muslim a sup of water, in a place where water is not found, فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَاهُ Almighty Allah will give him the reward of giving life to that individual. Narrated by Ibn Majah, may Allah Tabaruk Tala give all of us the understanding, the ability to tighten this aqidah, to tighten this knot that it never becomes loose, a knot regarding the coming day which is known as Yawmul Jaza. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Have you seen the one who denies the Day of Judgment? It is the one who drives away the orphan with harshness and does not encourage the feeding of the poor. So woe to those who do offer salah but are found neglectful with regards to their salah. There are those who do actions merely to be seen. And those who are found so stingy that even items of hardly any significance that they are found refusing to share those items with others.